Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name again is Jeffrey Davis, and we are constantly talking to entrepreneurs about business, the new economy, and how everybody is adapting to this economy. One of our partners over the last few months, and the many partners in Radio Entrepreneurs, has been Craig James, board chair of Vistage International. He will be my co-host for this segment. Welcome back, Craig.
Great to be here, Jeffrey, again. Thank you.
Right. And I love it. One of our interviews has been a longtime Radio Entrepreneur supporter and someone I'm a big fan of. And we're going to be interviewing him. And that's Jonathan Penta, founder of Penta Wealth Management. Welcome, Jonathan.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
Right. So, Jonathan, I'm sure you've been working day and night in this economy trying to adapt. Why don't you talk a little bit about your business so we get an introduction, and then Craig and I will jump in.
Sure. Thank you. So, Penta Wealth Management, we help families with financial planning and investment management primarily. So we do all of the financial planning for all the families that we serve. And we feel pretty strongly that in order to properly manage somebody's money, you have to do the front end planning. So it's goal-based planning, and literally every client has a customized allocation, based on their financial plan. We also work with business owners, as you know, Jeffrey, and in that regard, we help them with exit planning, raising capital, growth path strategies, even just advising them on what's the next path or journey for their business. So that's Penta Wealth Management, in a nutshell.
Great. Craig, anything you want to ask Jonathan right now? You have Jonathan in one of your business groups, and I think they're very critical in this economy.
Yes, they indeed are. Jonathan and I have known each other for several years before he started his firm. And I guess one of the questions that I think our audience might be interested in knowing, Jonathan, is what led you to consider and then eventually join a Vistage peer group?
Yeah, so, initially, Craig, it was our relationship, of course, and really being interested in learning more about the value for business owners. You know, I spent my career since 2001 in the wirehouse model. Started out at Morgan Stanley, and then in 2007 moved from Morgan Stanley to UBS. So I really wasn't running my own company. And now with Penta Wealth Management, you know, the issues and concerns that, you know, every CEO and every owner goes through, I'm now faced with. So I was, you know, I was intrigued and compelled by, how Vistage could help me as an owner, you know, different from being, how can somebody help me coach me as an advisor? That's very different. I've done that in the past, but this is now more now being the owner CEO of my own firm.
Oh, that's great. And I'm curious, I have a couple of questions. One of which is, what, when you first joined Vistage, have you been hoping to get out of it? And I'll have a follow-up question to that, but what are some specific things that you are looking to get out of your participation in Vistage, in your group?
Yeah, so for me, I think it's more getting the feedback from the peers in the group, the other owners, that aren't necessarily in my same industry, that can offer a different perspective. So for me, as I'm going through, you know, different challenges or issues or things that I'm faced with, you know, as the owner of the company, you know, it's been helpful for me to get feedback from other owners that aren't necessarily in finance or in investments or in financial planning, but offering that fresh perspective.
You know, Jonathan, some people say, well, you know, I've got people I can talk to. I've got a friend, I've got a colleague, I've got a staff member, I have a wife that I can talk to. Why do I need to be in a group? Why spend the time in this kind of a group? What would you tell someone who had that perspective?
I would say, you know, it's easy to have a casual conversation with, you know, with your friend, your wife. You know, this is an organized forum. You know when you're going to meet. You know, it's at a set time, and, you know, you're held accountable. So when you have issues that you're faced with, you want to bring it up to the group and process an issue like we have, you know, many times with the members, Craig, I would say that's the value, you know, is having that forum, it's having that organization, it's having that group versus just a casual conversation that you might want to have with, you know, your neighbor or your wife.
That's great. And do you have a story that you can make, that you can share with the audience that might make this a little bit more tangible, maybe something you discussed with the group where you got some help that might help them relate to it themselves, perhaps?
Sure. So one challenge that I found myself faced with is, as I mentioned, you know, we work with a lot of business owners and where we do consulting to help them with the growth path strategy for their company, also exit planning. And so that doesn't necessarily mean that the owner has to have their assets invested with Penta Wealth Management. So the issue I was struggling with is as a brand, Penta Wealth Management, how do I get it out there? How do I let owners in the community understand and know that they can work with Penta Wealth, not only on a wealth management or money management basis, but also just on the basis of if you're looking to consider selling your company or you want to accelerate business growth, that you can work with Penta Wealth Management. So the group, again, in an organized forum, we talked about what are some of the things you could do. So we talked about revamping my website. We talked about possibly looking at different marketing strategies to target those owners. And just talking through all those different things helped me, and you know, it's actually accelerated, you know, my business revenue in that area as well.
How long have you been in the group, Jonathan?
About a year, almost a year.
And you know, have you formed some close like partnerships or relationships with people, which has also helped the business? Because I think that's part of it as well. I mean, I know somebody. I joined a business group over 30 years ago, and there's a few of us, we're not in the business group, but we're still connected, and we've built a decades of trust with each other.
100%. Yeah. So that's a great point, Jeffrey. And I have, and when that trust gets developed, you feel more comfortable opening up, you know, to your peer. That's, again, I think to your question, Craig, about why not just talk to your wife or family member, you develop a relationship, but on a professional and personal level. And so that's actually been really helpful, because when you can open up and then share your issue and not feel that you have to hold anything back, and you have that trust, that's been very helpful.
And have you found that you've been able to adapt to Zoom meetings, Jonathan?
Sure. I mean, we have to, you know, our business is a relationship business. It's a face-to-face business. Ideally we're sitting down in the same room, you know, with our clients going over their financial plan, but we've had to adapt, and, you know, Zoom meetings, sharing the screen, you know, you can see the flat screen behind me. Normally, you know, the client's financial plan is right up on that screen and we're sitting down at the table. And so, you know, it's not my preference, you know, doing it virtually, but we've had to adapt.
We've been speaking with Jonathan Penta, founder of Penta Wealth Management, a long-time repeated guest of Radio Entrepreneurs and a friend of Radio Entrepreneurs, and also my co-host, Craig James, board chair of Vistage International. First, Jonathan, if someone's looking for you at Penta, how would they find you?
So they could visit the website, pentawealthmanagement.com. They could email me at jonathan@pentawm.com, or they could call me at 781-996-5110.
And Craig, if someone's looking for you and they also want to learn more about Vistage and how they can help, you can help them with their business in this economy, how would they find you?
Yes, so it's vistage.com, vistage.com. The email address is my first name dot last name. So craig.james@vistagechair.com. It's not vistage.com, but vistagechair.com. Or by phone, it's 781-269-5690.
Well, thank you very much, both of you. We look forward to more interviews with Vistage, just like the other partners on Radio Entrepreneurs, the Family Business Association, FEI, Financial Executives International, and other groups. We're trying to consolidate our information and bring the story of this economy to the marketplace. Thank you, Craig. Thank you, Jonathan. And both of you, be well.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Thank you. Be well as well.
Thank you so much.
Great.